evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to InfoWars. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex for just a little while. I'll be here for the first 5 minutes, and we're going to go to an extended report from Alex Jones here in this first hour. Probably open up the phone lines for your calls in the second hour, but there is a lot to talk about. We've got a whole weekend worth of news to go over. It is the 15th of February, 2026. I got literally hundreds of videos that I'd like to get to. We'll see exactly what we can get to, but there's been a lot of goings on around the country and around the world. We'll be giving you an update as to the conflict with Iran. There's some updates there. There's some updates to our AI policy that I really want to get into as well. We also have an extended video. And I don't know, Alex is sending in reports, so we might not have time to play it, but I definitely want to play at least part of Congressman Tim Burchett talking about the satanic reports from the Jeffrey Epstein files. He calls them satanic and says they will shock the world as if they haven't already. We also have a couple videos to show you that have to do with the fact that far-left activists are taking kids out of school to have them go protest ICE, and this is flagrantly illegal, and I'm not sure how they're getting away with this, but it's finally come to parents' attentions that, yeah, they're being taken on like off-school campus to go participate in dangerous activities, and the parents aren't even being told about it. It's just completely insane. We also have some DEI news we'll get into. Hillary Clinton, meanwhile, has scuttled out of her hole, out of her fetid den, to grace us with a whole truckload of BS. Hillary Clinton blasts mass migration, boasts that Dems had much more deportations than Trump at Munich Security Conference. This is part of a pretty obvious strategy from the Democrats. Obama's engaged in it too, to try to seem moderate before the election. As we explained last week, this is their tactic. This is their plan. They are going to run very moderate seeming candidates, people that will make videos that just make them seem like the mom down the road that decided to get involved, or the lifelong, you know, soldier, the veteran that is going to take the country back from people that are robbing us. And then they just impose the most draconian, the most insanely communistic program you could ever imagine. Again, maybe we will have to go over what Abigail Spanberger did in her first week, because Virginia is where they're mainly focusing this attack, this psychological operation. But I mean, we've read it over and over on the War Room, and I'm not kidding. They passed like a dozen bills, and there's not a single one that you could even argue is a good thing. Like, it's crazy. Genuinely, the first like 10 bills, immediately as soon as they got this moderate Democrat, this reasonable, you know, not far left at all. Then they get in and it's just like, okay, rapists aren't going to go to jail anymore. All right, we're going to have to let out murderers on bail no matter what and for free. And it's just like 10 different, 12, 24 different laws that are all just madness. It's literally just like, we're going to let criminals out of prison. We're going to double your electricity cost. And they just do it. The problem is nobody reports on it. The mainstream media and the local news doesn't even report on the raft of insane programs that are being implemented. So they're going to run people that seem like moderates. Then they get in, they're going to govern like Chairman Mao. And then the mainstream media isn't even going to report on it or the negative consequences of it. So people will just go, oh, yeah, we elected that moderate and she seems to be doing well. Meanwhile, they're like, why is my electricity bill three times as much as it was last month? Gee, I don't know. Why is the repeat murderer walking up to random women in Starbucks, in line at Starbucks, and shooting them in the head? I don't know. Maybe because you voted for the person that said that they would let him out. So again, this is going to be a terrible year. I mean, the midterms are just going to be awful. Republicans are going to get destroyed and Democrats are going to sweep because they realize that most of America is just tuned out and wants pablum. Big report by Alex Jones on the other side. Stay with us. Bovine Colostrum Plus, a really incredible new product that's flying off the shelves. What if one simple scoop a day could strengthen your body's natural defenses at every single stage of life? This is Bovine Colostrum Plus, nature's very first superfood, now in its purest, most potent form. For teens and kids, Colostrum Plus delivers 4,000 milligrams of immune-boosting IgG antibodies and 20 grams of premium protein to power growth, crush colds before they start, and keep young athletes recovering faster and staying in the game. In your 20s and 30s, it rebuilds your gut barrier, sharpens focus, and helps you bounce back from tough workouts and late nights like you're still 21. Hitting 40, 50, and beyond? Well, Bovine Colostrum Plus fights back against age-related immune decline, supports healthy inflammation levels, and keeps your joints, skin, and energy feeling years younger. One scoop, 500 milligrams of soothing marshmallow root for your gut, 500 milligrams of lactoferrin, nature's ultimate defender, and zero junk. Get it today at thealexjonesstore.com.
News today.
It is Sunday, February 15th, 2026. I'm your host, Alex Jones. Thank you for tuning in to this transmission at Infowars.com/show and stations across the country, and of course on X at Real Alex Jones, as well as Rumble at the Alex Jones Show. All right. Yesterday at about 8:30, I'm getting ready to go from a hotel here in Miami and drive over to a popular podcast. And all of a sudden my phone blows up and all these, you know, big credible sites and news groups and influencers are saying, oh my God, they just released all the rest of the Epstein files. Because, you know, they were holding back a large portion of them while they were still redacting them. The names, the, quote, you know, victims, and the victimizers, it seems, mainly. And so I look at it, and I had been talking to folks about the White House last week, and Trump was starting to understand that this doesn't implicate him, as he always knew, so why not bring it forward, and that they were planning to get rid of all the redactions, period. Because we need to know in these emails and other documents who these victimizers are. It's cut and dry. Raping of children, Satanism, cannibalism. I mean, there's even more insane stuff that's been found that I'll get to here in a few minutes. It's you know, and a lot more over the evening tonight that Harrison's going to be going over. So I was very excited. This was just confirmation of what I was hearing. But I was like, wow, I thought they were just going to unredact the names, not automatically just release all these other files that they were processing through. Remember, it's 6 million, not 3 million. And so then I go do, you know, the podcast. And boom, I wake up this morning and people are like, hey, that's not the case. That's not what happened here. And so I went and checked it out and it's not. They just unredacted a whole bunch of the stuff and put out a letter, a document with people that are most prominently mentioned in the files using a computer program, similar to what the Economist magazine did a few days before. And of course, I'm in there dozens and dozens of times. It's all negative. I'm exposing Pizzagate and pedophilia, and then I'm a horrible person, and they need to get me. I saw the left pick that up and just show that I'm in the file, but not to say why. But that's a side issue. I responded to that last night. So this is similar to when they had the influencer show up. They gave them binders saying, this is all the Epstein files. We looked at it with the first to break. This is old. I mean, it's not as bad as that, but it's in that territory where, boom, you know, here it is. They've put it out. And it's 9 o'clock at night on Valentine's Day, and I go and report on it. And I wish that was the case. They have to release this. And, you know, Trump's been warming towards that. He's been talking about that. He thinks it's going to hurt innocent people. And he's talking about his friends getting embarrassed, like Ludnick. Well, there's no evidence of Ludnick raping kids. But Ludnick did lie. He did say that, you know, he only met Epstein once and thought he was super creepy, him and his wife, and basically ran away. Then years later, he's at the island with his kids. Who else knows what's going on? But we continue to focus on all of that. What we need to focus on is why there aren't prosecutions of the people that are clearly in here talking about raping little girls. And we're talking about young ones. They try to keep it at the 14-year-olds and just leave it at that. It's way worse. As I said, 16, 17, 18 years ago, I was the first to say it's Satanism, it's the occult, because that's what happens in these circles. Satanism is always involved when you have organized groups doing this. I've been exposing this for over 30 years because the experts were alive then and were able to reveal the information to me, Ted Gunderson, John DeCamp, and so many others. So MTG did something when this first broke 2 weeks ago. She tweeted on X at Massey and said, listen, you need to search when you're able to get into Congress, Congress able to go to the DOJ and see the unredacted files, pizza, beef jerky, you know, things like that. Because then you can see the names of the men that are actually doing this. And still, here we are 2 weeks later, it's not happening. I'm not saying Massey's in on the cover-up. I'm not saying Massey's a bad guy. I'm saying you have all these Congress people now, Republican and Democrat, that can go in there and that can see the unredacted. And I say redacted, I mean unredacted all, but we need to know, we need to understand here that this is about going after people who committed all these crimes. Yes, keep putting pressure on Trump to release more. Yes, you know, expose all that. That's great. But we have all of these thousands of emails. I mean, there's new ones I'll get to coming up. We'll have the crew pull them up on screen. It's all posted on my X feed there, and at Infowars.com, where you have Woody Allen and him and all these emails and text messages talking about eating humans, how it's healthy, grinding up bones so that you get roughage, you know, so you get stuff to flush your guts out, you know, like a salad. I mean, it's absolutely crazy. Talking about people as fiber, their bones as fiber. Made me think of the old Jack and the Beanstalk. Fee, fi, fo, fum, I smell the blood of an Englishman. Be he live or be he dead, I'll grind his bones to make my bread. I mean, this isn't a fairy tale. This is really happening. So the bottom of the rabbit hole is the Satanism and the genetic engineering and the blood transfusions and the taking the tissue out of the bone marrow of the babies and babies being produced at Zorro Ranch that, by the way, was never searched. Did you know that? 10,000 acres, giant facility. This is all coming out. This is very healthy that people aren't buying anything from the system. This is very healthy. What I've been talking about Trump is I don't know why, if he's not involved, we've never seen evidence of any of the crimes involved the cover-up. Because it's only hurting him. It's only hurting America. And the Democrats are just jumping for joy that they're so guilty. I mean, it's the Clintons and it's all the top Democrats and the Leonardo DiCaprio and the Hollywood people and Noam Chomsky and just on and on and on and on and on. Well, you got Steve Bannon in there, and then that's basically it. And the Steve Bannon stuff is business stuff, and I'm trying to go through all these emails. Looks like he might have been sniping at Trump or having his own agenda, but that's not good. I'll talk to Steve soon. I'm going to call him, talk to him about this. But the point is everybody's focusing on Steve Bannon and Lending lying. Great, focus on that. But what about all these Harvard professors and the heads of major universities and, you know, MIT, where they're talking about rape videos of children and how great it is and how to train a baby better to suck on you know what. I mean, this is just unbelievable. And just yesterday and today, I saw hundreds and hundreds and hundreds and hundreds of these. These are FBI reports, too, where they confirm a witness's report and then later find photos in the Epstein files of a little girl. I don't want to describe it here. I posted it on X with her vagina torn open, bleeding everywhere, men forcing their arms into her. This is prepubescent. This is, you know, not in puberty. This is pedophilia. This is rape, Satanism. Cuts all over her body. And I guess she survived because she later, as an older person, told the FBI this. And this is everything Kathy O'Brien, who I've interviewed first. I didn't interview her first, but I first interviewed her like 30 years ago when she just came out with Transformation of America. And Gunnarsson confirmed the information in it. As a child, she was satanically abused by her dad in a local coven of witches. They then handed her off to Gerald Ford there in Michigan to a big satanic coven. Then she was put into MKUltra officially, and it's a declassified MKUltra they would use programming for sex slaves and sex operatives. And then that's in the new emails, sending sex slaves, sending operatives. You've got high-level Harvard officials saying, we sent in our agent. She did well in the, you know, in the operation. Now I'm punishing her and raping her and torturing her. And O'Brien talked about her book 30 years ago. It's been a longer than 30, like 31, 32. Transformation of America. And she talks about the plan was to normalize all this. So people keep asking, who's the new Epstein? Well, there's always been thousands of these guys per major country. He was just a kingpin high level. And there have been a lot of other ones, you know, in Europe that were just as big that have also, you know, all been suicided that worked with Epstein. And we've covered that in the UK, France, the Netherlands, you name it. It's even worse over there, if you can believe it. But Epstein is the drag queen story times. Epstein is the transgenderism, chopping children's genitals off and taking away parental consent and control in California, where 12-year-olds now have to make all their own medical decisions, fill out their own medical forms, and it's only a misdemeanor if you have sex with somebody 12 or over, 2 days in jail. They're externalizing the method. They're normalizing it. They're going from beta with Epstein and Bill Barr's dad and all the rest of it to mass-scale takeover, mass-scale conditioning. And so that's what's going on here. And I've been telling you this for 30 years. I was talking to the victims, to the experts. And so we've been totally vindicated in all of this. And I really wanted to, you know, believe Trump was doing the right thing. I really wanted to believe when I was hearing this was about to happen, at least the unredactions, that, oh, they unredacted everything and they released everything, because that's what the DOJ press release said. And everybody was reporting it. They did unredact a lot. They say the rest is going to come out because so much more is being discovered. I think there's a cover-up. I mean, I don't think I know. And I told you back at the time, like 10, 11 months ago, when they did the deer in the headlight stuff, Patel and Bongino, I said, they were told to do that by Trump from my sources. And then people got mad at me because I was attacking Trump. Then it came out it was Trump. Then I said, hey, let's give him time. As more of this comes out, we know it's a recycle of Jane Doe's and his wife's a prostitute, which wasn't true and all that. And it sure was that. So Trump's like, it's the new Russia and it'll hurt the country. And I told you that first. Now he officially says it'll hurt the country. Well, the country's already hurt. So if it crashes the stock market, so be it. Surprise God hasn't blown the planet up, okay? Just be done by the heavens fall. That's what the people want. But what MTG has said is right. Hey, you've got, you know, the DOJ slow rolling this stuff, but you already have so much that's out there. Focus on getting the rest out, but also focus equally on what we've got, because it is insane. Woody Allen should be indicted. All these people, they need to unredact all the other names. Imagine who the names are. And if it's a Republican, fry them. If it's Donald Trump, then that's it, folks. All I've been is persecuted for supporting Trump by the system. So that makes me think he must be good. And he's getting out of the carbon taxes. It'll save billions of lives and secure the border and bring jobs back and cut energy costs by 45%. I mean, that's all great and ban men and women's sports. I mean, it's been great compared to Kamala, but it doesn't matter. I won't sit there and hold my nose while this cover-up goes on just because Trump is way better and a lesser of two evils. I don't believe in that. Now, if you don't have two emergency boats, you know, and you're in a sinking ship, lifeboats, you know, I'll take the one we've got. But at the same time, that doesn't mean I'm not going to put pressure on him and call it out. But at the same time, while we are honest and good, unlike the Democrats and hold Trump's feet to the fire, we need to spend a lot of our time with the Democrats and their evil agenda and stopping it, and not just make the whole focus about Trump to prove we're holier than thou. You see, we got to have a real balance there, and that's where we are. But man, people got excited. And it is major unredactions. It is a big move, but it's not the total complete one the way they wrote it in the press release. And they continue to pull that crap. Like, oh, this is the full Epstein files. Well, actually, it's not. Well, this is the, oh, I got, you know, Epstein abusing hundreds of girls, and a lot of evil men are going to jail. Oh, actually, he wasn't. Actually, he had no co-conspirators. I mean, give us a break. We know this is coming from Susie Wiles, is my information. And Trump agrees with it. It'll bring down the country. Well, it's already bringing down the country. And it's all being hung around your neck, Trump, when you were the guy, as I first reported 10 years ago, Roger Stone, first dropped the dime. That's Michael Wolff, one of his super confidants. One of the guys he talks to the most after Prince Andrew, you know, saying, yeah, how do we get Trump? Well, he never had a massage, never came over. That son of a bitch dropped a dime on me. So see, I mean, I'm like, Trump's not raping the kids, but he's not eating the babies. He's not draining the blood, but it doesn't matter because now you're covering for these people. It's unbelievable. Oh, there's so much more here. But at the end of the day, the new Epstein is the externalization of the Hollywood system that was contained, just like they trained for communism and globalism at the universities. Now that's spilling out into the rest of society. This is externalization of the method. This is their operation. This is them going big time against society. So again, Harrison will have all the details for you. Meanwhile, Hillary's been over in Germany at their Munich Security Conference being Mrs. Conservative. We got to secure the borders now. They know that people are waking up. They know they're in trouble, so now they're going to pretend like they're populist. That's not the case. A lot more will be broken down here tonight. I'll be back tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, with a regular transmission. I want to thank you all for your support. Please don't forget, ladies and gentlemen, that tomorrow night at midnight is the last night to get 52% off on most of our best-selling products, like our Ultramethylene Blue, our Shilajit, our CMOS, and so much more. We have two different bundles where when you get all three together, 52% off. A lot of the products are 40% off. Widest selection of Patriot apparel. Really funds our operation. Plus, it's exciting to wear this stuff out in the public. You'll meet a lot of like-minded people. It's really an adventure. So please support us. We cannot continue to expose the next pandemic, expose the next tyranny, expose the next war, expose the pedophile networks that we've trailblazed without your support. All of our success is your success here together. And that's the big thing we've gotten out of the Epstein files is the kids, the Satanism, that they're predators, that it's a rite of passage for them, but they're controlling the pandemics. They're controlling the crashing of the economy. They're creating the wars. They're attacking the families. They're pushing the transgenderism. They're undermining society. This is who they are. They're evil. And they're a club that makes sure you're evil before you can get into it. So this is the facts. This is what Zbigniew Brzezinski wrote about in his books in the 70s, but said it was a good thing. It's what my dad told me, raising me how the world really worked. This is all known in academic and research and criminology levels. But you have a coming of age now of the public as they begin to wake up to all of this. So again, thank you for watching the Sunday transmission from 4 to 6 p.m. Central. Then Royce White's coming in from 6 to 8 p.m. Super smart. Doing an amazing job as well. And we'll all be back tomorrow morning at 8 a.m. with Brianna Morello knocking out of the park with American Journal, myself at 11 a.m. Central, and then the great Harrison Smith with the War Room at 3 to 6 p.m. Central right here at Infowars.com/show and radio stations across the country, which is so important to support. Thank you so much, and God bless.
So that is Alex Jones, of course, filing a report on the road. He will be back in this chair tomorrow for his show at 11 a.m. I, of course, am Harrison Smith, host of The War Room from 3 to 6 p.m. However you find us, however you're joining us, whatever of our content you watch, thank you for being here and for sharing this content. As we are entering a very interesting phase of the information war, of the dueling psychological operations at play right now, because there is a danger of this being normalized. I keep talking about this being the two things we have to avoid, either going way overboard and just... And actually, I kind of want to talk about that a little bit more, because that's clearly one of the angles that they're going with this. And I'll explain that. But the other thing that we have to really avoid from this Epstein release is that all this comes out and nothing happens. Now, things are going to happen. What needs to happen is that the lawful authorities need to step in and do their damn jobs so that nobody else has to. But short of that, there are groups of civilians deciding to go after these people that are in the list, protest them, demand that their organizations divest from companies that they're a part of. Whatever has to happen, this stuff being revealed cannot be the end of what we're talking about here. This is all the beginning of fixing our country by first identifying the problem. First, you have to diagnose the illness, and now it's time to apply the medicine. You don't just diagnose the illness and then go, well, you're going to die. No, no. Now you do the medicine. No matter how painful it is, it's better than death, right? No matter how painful the, you know, cancer treatment is, you're going to submit yourself to it because the alternative is to die. So it may be kind of difficult, kind of painful to get justice for everything that we've seen from the Epstein files, but it's not an option. We have to. We absolutely have to. And some people are already, you know, experiencing this, and we'll get to that in just a second. But I've also noticed a big push to try to frame the Jeffrey Epstein debacle, the saga, the documents and everything, as some sort of symptom of the West. It's being used to demonize the West and America and basically saying, of course, this is going to happen. Look how degenerate the West has become. And so this is actually going to be used to try to demonize and destroy Western civilization as if it's Western civilization that's at fault for this happening rather than a betrayal of Western civilization in the same way that the excesses and the abuses of capitalism are used to bring in communism by saying, well, that's just what capitalism is. No, it's an abuse. It's an abuse. It's taking advantage of. It's because we've gone so far away from the original intended purpose of these concepts that we've arrived in hell world where we live now. Now, one person that is not getting away with this is Marina Abramovich, famous spirit cooking demon. Spirit cooking performance artist Marina Abramovich lamented her need for security guards, claiming that the protection is needed due to Pizzagate rumors perpetuated by big bad Alex Jones. Let's go to clip number 16 here. This is avowed witch Marina Abramović claiming she's a victim because she can no longer walk the streets safely. And can I just say I appreciate her going full witch mode. I mean, she straight up looks like she crawled out of Snow White or something. It's just also her hair is dyed super black. She should be gray. But so she's a witch, but she's a vain witch. Here's Marina Abramović, the vain witch.
And you know, this problem is that I have started having bodyguards because I had the opera Seven Deaths of Maria Callas in Carré Theatre in Amsterdam, and I lived there for 30 years. I had to be bodyguard every single day to go to theatre and back because there was announcement, you know, the alarm that there will be people in weapons in the theatre when I'm there.
Because of the Alex Jones stuff?
All of this, yeah. Then when I was leaving the last day of performance, there was enormous, beautiful maid from Fresh Roses, the heart, in the front of theater. And I was thinking this was for me, finishing the work. And they said, no, this is a protest for the children, you just eat. Honestly, it's not fun at all. And I am just horrified by this. But
can a lady get a break? I mean, sure, she spends several decades performing mock ritual sacrifices and smearing blood and feces on the wall as they pretend to eat people. And suddenly everybody's got a problem with that. And suddenly everybody's treating her like she's weird or something. I mean, so sure that there's countless images of people playing the part of dead bodies as Marina the witch and all of her witch friends walk around and pretend to eat them. But you're supposed to think that's cool and like unique and like edgy and like, oh man, it's so different than the buttoned up, you know, tight fisted sort of, Christian culture that America has. She's rebelling against it. Isn't that so cool? Isn't it so cool how she's so unlike those other artists? I mean, they just want to paint things that are beautiful and nice to look at. And here she comes with a goat skull and some children's blood and a ritual sacrifice where you cut yourself and then they're going to paint things in urine and feces. And it's like it's so subversive and cool, right? But now it's not very cool anymore. Now everybody just sees this as what it is, just a mental sickness, just an illness, just a seething kind of vicious hatefulness that comes out in the form of utterly detestable so-called art. So I'm glad people are aware of this. I'm glad that she feels the need to stay inside and not go walk around. I don't want anything to happen to her at all. I just want her to go away forever, peacefully. I want her to peacefully go away forever, and she can do that, then we'll be good. We'll be copacetic. But if she insists on being here, being a horrible, demented witch, making awful art, and somehow getting into the inner circles of the most powerful people in our government through this satanic art, then I don't have any pity for you, and I think you're getting exactly what you deserve. So, it's better than we used to treat witches, I'll say that, although, you know, we may have to go back. We may have to go back. And of course, she blames Alex Jones, because of course she does. Because Alex Jones called her out from the very beginning. That's why they launched the bankruptcy lawsuits against us. I mean, you know all of this. We'll be back on the other side with more. Don't go anywhere, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, Nitric Boost, the all-time fan favorite, is now back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com.
You've looked at our formula. You like it?
I did, and I do. Yes. Well, nitric oxide is a key. It's made by our own bodies again. It's made by L-citrulline and L-arginine, the amino acids.
And now a major shipment has finally come back in for those of you that want to be able to stock up on it at InfoWarsStore.com. Ladies and gentlemen, Dr. Judy Mikovits, without me even knowing she'd gotten it and used it, came on years ago and said this was the best spike protein detoxer she found.
Just like you want your own body to make vitamin D from the sunlight, you can't force it back in people who can't make it. It can actually hurt them. It's called peroxynitrites. So you want to boost your own body's ability. The nitric oxide relaxes the endothelium, the vasculature. It relaxes the vein. So I use the two, your InfoWars. I keep that on my shelf, and I feed myself the Cardio Miracle, which is just for straight food. It's a different formulation than that one. And the two together are a 1-2 punch. So you get in your food the ability to make what you need and no more.
Because of the organic-based compounds that are in it that cause vasodilation in the blood vessels, in the arteries, in the veins, in the capillaries. And it just does so many other great things.
So constricted blood vessels too, because athletes are running, they're constricted, they're working so that the blood flows and it doesn't flow, which is why your nitric oxide product, that new products, I hope you'll show it, because that's a very important thing to have for acute events. Dissolve under the tongue, give you an instant relaxing of your endothelium, your vasculature.
Now listen, it is already a nationwide best-selling bodybuilding product for over 20 years. Bodybuilders take this, it helps grow muscles and better workouts and things. I was just researching and wanting to put something out that was good for the heart and talked to a lot of scientists and researchers I knew, and they said, well, these are the type of ingredients we were thinking about putting out a product. When I talked to formulators, they said, well, we actually already have a product that has that, so we private labeled it as Nitric Boost. And just for men in the morning when you wake up, that's the big thing people feel and see right away. So imagine what else it's doing for your body. So for those of you that love Nitric Boost, it's back in stock right now at InfoWarsStore.com. And for those that haven't tried Nitric Boost, you are really missing out. Secure your Nitric Boost right now at InfoWarsStore.com. We're battling in the courts. We're still here a year after the Onion said they bought us. We might actually hold on and win. But regardless, the shopping cart's there, the shipments are going out, and you will get your product. But if you don't order it, support us, we'll be off the air. So it's a paradox. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and experience Nitric Boost for yourself. And listen, men feel it in that one way. Women love it as well. It's good for men and women. Get your Nitric Boost now, right now, exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. And thanks for being the reason, one way or another, we'll always be on the air. InfoWarsStore.com, Nitric Boost, back in stock.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultra methylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
Leading a frontal assault on the lies of the New World Order, it's Alex Jones.
You are listening to an Infowars.com frontline report. If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm your host, Harrison Smith, sitting in for Alex today. For the next hour and a half, we'll be going through the biggest stories of the day, and there are a lot of them. Unfortunately for us, it's not looking good on the political front, really in any way, but the Democrats are engaged in their operation to seem like the moderates, to get back in power, of course, to rule like complete unhinged psychopaths. As soon as they take that oath, it's all bets are off. We've seen this take place in places like Virginia. The moderate Democrat comes out with a slate of laws just about releasing criminals and lowering punishments and taking your money. And it's just like, what did you expect? But the thing is, you know, when they get in these positions of power, typically, ideally, under our Republican system, when they do things that cause massive amounts of pain and suffering and strife and bankruptcy amongst their population, that population would then vote that person out. However, what the Virginia Democrats are doing is basically redoing the entire map to make sure that they stay in power forever, getting rid of Republican congressional districts, as well as getting rid of things like voter ID or anything else that would actually allow the people who should be voting for these people to actually have a say and said they'll be overwhelmed by millions and millions of foreigners and no ability to verify whether or not they are allowed to vote in the election at all. So it doesn't matter. It doesn't matter how badly the outcome of her policies are for the people that are subjected to them, because they're beneficial for a bunch of foreigners that she's bringing in who will continue to vote for her because she's promising to steal from the white people and give to them. It's really not complicated. It's just incredibly evil and underhanded. And no, I think evil is the right word. I think I hit the nail on the head on that one. So we gotta confront this and to not let them get away with this. But of course, and we have the other problem that vast amounts of America are completely disconnected, have no idea what's going on. And of course, the local media isn't going to be running packages that are saying, oh my God, look how terrible this woman is governing. They're going to celebrate everything she does, or they're just not going to cover it, and people are going to have no idea. Of course, the outcome of this is going to be felt eventually by everybody. You know, you may be wealthy enough that you don't feel it at first. You're able to move out of the cities where these policies are having detrimental effects. You may be able to shield yourself behind walls. I mean, that's the pattern this always goes in. I think maybe we need to do like a full-fledged, like, week-long study on South Africa, because it's just like, that's the plan. That's the blueprint. That's what they're doing to us. And of course, in South Africa, you basically have to have a castle. You have to have your house surrounded by walls. You have to have barbed wire on it. You have to have a sophisticated security system. You have to be armed. You have to have steel doors reinforcing your bedroom. If they breach the first layer, you got to have a secondary layer, because if you don't, and then they'll tie you down and pour boiling water over your head until you die. So, like, that's sort of where we're headed. And you can wall yourself off. You can retreat for a certain amount of time. Eventually, it's going to catch up to you. And the consequences of this stuff are not minor. They're not just like, oh, I'm paying 50 cents more for my electricity bill. When it comes to money, you're paying like three times as much for your electricity bill. But when it comes to criminal justice, you're paying with your life for these mistakes, for these choices that you're making. And I got, you know, lots of examples of this. If you want to go to it, let's go to clip number two here. After all, it is the Winter Olympics right now, and a former Team USA figure skater, 28-year-old Gabrielle Linehan, was murdered in her car while waiting in line at Starbucks by a repeat offender who had been arrested many, 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 many times, dating all the way back to 1986. Here's a news report on yet another just vicious, heartbreaking tragedy, totally preventable by just the barest application of criminal justice. Let's watch.
Arresting an ex-convict with a lengthy criminal history suspected of shooting and killing a USA figure skating coach while she was waiting in a drive-thru. Chandley Painter is here with the details. Hi, Chandley.
Yeah, hey, guys. So police say 28-year-old Gabrielle Sam Linehan was just sitting inside her car in a Starbucks drive-thru in St. Louis, Missouri, Tuesday morning when suddenly this man, Keith Lamont Brown, walked up to her vehicle, ordered her to raise her hands, and then shot and killed her. Brown then allegedly took her bank cards and driver's license before fleeing. The 58-year-old convicted felon, who has a criminal history dating back to 1986, was arrested the next day. Brown has now been charged with first-degree murder, three counts of first-degree robbery, four counts of armed criminal action, and one count of unlawful possession of a firearm. At the time of the shooting, Brown was also wanted for two other armed robberies that took place just days before Linehan's murder. In 2014, Linehan represented U.S. figure skating on a team that won a silver medal at the U.S. Synchronized Skating Championships that year, and the Metro Edge Figure Skating Club, where Linehan taught, saying this in part, quote, that Coach Sam will be deeply missed. Guys, back to you.
What a tragic story.
Yeah.
It's a terrible story. And if they'd caught him earlier.
What a tragic story. And if they'd caught him earlier. No, if they'd kept him in jail. They had him. They'd kept him in jail. Or if, yeah, I guess, if there wasn't just like rampant crime constantly throughout St. Louis, they probably could have prioritized something like a repeat armed robbery suspect making multiple armed robberies over the course of multiple, like several days. They would have been able to focus on that if they didn't have like a backlog of like 10,000 other crimes that were going unsolved, because this is going to get worse and worse and worse, and it's going to affect you eventually. I hate to be the bearer of bad news. It's already affected us. rather intensely here, Jamie White being murdered. It's a matter of time. So, I mean, you can ignore it for now. You can pretend this isn't happening for now. You can pretend that this problem is some sort of complicated set of, you know, interconnected traditions that are, it's probably redlining, if I had to guess. Is it redlining? Like, you can pretend like this is some sort of complicated, multi-factor societal thing, or you can just throw the criminals in prison and then you're safe. I mean, it's up to you. You can either pretend like this is something complicated that needs some new sort of program to figure out what to do, or you can just arrest the criminals and throw them in prison. So it's, you know, one of these two things. It really is sad. It really is sad what's happening to our country. And we got to start fighting back. Like, the only thing to say is we got to start fighting back at every level, on every front. And the right wing often expects other people to do this. I hate to say. If you're listening to my voice right now, you might kind of be part of the problem. But probably not, because you're an info warrior. So you at least are tuned in and aware of what's going on. And of course, the InfoWars message has always been activism, to go out on the street, that it's your will that's going to shape the world. If you decide to enforce it, if you decide to impose it on the world, we'll win. But you can't just sit back and allow this to happen. And we need, like, everybody on every front doing this. I don't know what we can do to encourage it, but we got to do something. We got to do something. And really, it's about the situation picking the person. Not everybody can go out and do everything. I spend a lot of my time every single day, you know, trying to argue against these people and fighting them with everything I've got. But I also go out of my way to make sure my kids aren't subjected to this sort of stuff. So it's got to be you. You understand? If it's your kid that's being taken out of school to go protest ICE, you have now been chosen. You are now responsible for fighting back against this. It's not your fault, except that you let your kid go to public school, but it's not your fault. It's, you know, you don't have to volunteer. You didn't volunteer. You have been chosen. You have been selected. And what we need is everybody subjected to this, not taking it lying down, and treating it with the intensity it deserves. We showed a video last Friday, of one parent outraged at this and talking about filing lawsuits. We need a lot of these. We need a lot of these. Schools aren't asking parents, and they're taking kids out of school and taking them off campus to dangerous situations, and the parents have no idea. And then they're lying about it and covering up their activity in it. I'm just going to say something very, very simple and clear right now. It is illegal to take kids out of school if you're not their parent. It is actually kidnapping. And if it's the teachers doing it, then the whole school gets in trouble. It is, you're not allowed to. Like, I'm saying this so intensely because I shouldn't even have to say it. I shouldn't even have to say this. Yeah, we'll go to this video here. This is one of the hundreds or thousands of schools in America letting their kids go out and protest and actually riot and, like, attack people during school hours without getting permission from the parents. I know it hasn't changed that much. When I was a kid, if they wanted to take you to the children's museum, you had to take a form home to your parents to make sure they were okay with it. They're not doing that here. So if a parent goes to a school to pick up their kid and their kid is just not on campus because the teachers have taken them somewhere, that's literally kidnapping. So every parent, it's not enough to complain about it. It's not enough to wag your finger at them and say, you should be ashamed of yourself. They're not ashamed of themselves. They need to be held to account by outside forces, which is you. And I'm telling you, I wish they would do it to me. I wish somebody would do something like this to me so I could have a lawsuit on my hands. Until that happens, it's got to be up to you. It's, you have been chosen. If your kid has been taken out of school, it is now incumbent on you, and we all now rely on you taking that next step and suing them into oblivion, or agitating with your local politicians until they're arrested for kidnapping. We have to treat this as seriously as that. All right, so let's go to that video. This is actually the principal of the school. He refuses to acknowledge it, refuses to say who he is, but the principal of a middle school is standing there watching his middle school kids riot against ICE during school hours. Let's watch.
What's that? Are you involved with this protest at all?
Those are my students.
I'm sorry. So are you a teacher? Do you teach here?
I prefer not to engage.
That's okay. You're on the public sidewalk. Are you working right now?
Am I working right now?
Yeah.
Sure am.
What's your name? I'm asking you what your name. You're on the public sidewalk. You're working. And these are your students. What is your name? Have these students notified their parents?
What's that?
Have these parents notified their parents that they're out here protesting on a sidewalk?
Sorry?
Have these
I
parents,
can't hear you over the protest.
Have these parents been notified that their students are protesting?
I'm having
children?
A hard time hearing you.
Have these parents been notified that their children are protesting on the public sidewalk during school day?
Okay, I'm sorry, what?
Have you notified the parents that these children...
Stay on the side...
Have you notified the parents that these children are protesting during the school day? Were school resources used to make these signs?
Your hate makes us stronger! 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 Your hate makes us stronger!
Now the students are surrounding the person filming and are yelling at them.
Did your parents give you permission to
yeah,
be here?
Yeah, my dad gave me permission out of my mom.
Okay, what's your mother's name? Did your parents give you permission to be here? Did you ask the parents? Did you ask their parents if they could protest here? Were your parents notified if you were protesting today?
Don't talk to them. Your hate makes us stronger. Your hate makes us stronger.
So, yeah, literal spastic children physically attacking somebody filming them while the principal stands by as this is all encouraged and funded by the school that lets the kids take. And by the way, like, you know, kids like can't read anymore, right? Like, you know, like every school is failing. This is what they're teaching the kids. But of course, like 90% of these kids aren't even American. They're literal foreigners that have been brought over and then weaponized against the natives. Like, why are we allowing this? Why are we putting up with this? Why is this being treated as okay, let alone like celebrated? It's genuinely insane. But this is, you know why it happens, right? Like, you know why the world is like this. You know why we have not only high schools in America funded by American taxpayers that are 90% foreigners, and you know why they're training them to be leftist agitators and then actually during school hours sending them onto the street to be leftist agitators, right? You get how we got to this point is that the left agitated for it, is that the left organized and used pressure to get what they want. And the way that you get what you want is you make other people bend to your will. That's what the left has done, and now it's just accepted. It doesn't have to be this way. It shouldn't be this way. It's because somehow the right wing in this country has been so demoralized and made to feel so helpless that we don't even fight. We just give up and walk away. I can't tell you how many conversations I've had with callers and everybody where it's like, no, we need to fight for these schools. People going, why are you going to public school? Take your kid out. It's like, so what? These people can take over so that my kid can be raised in a world surrounded by these animals? Are you kidding me? We have to fight for this. This principal needs to be like in jail, or he needs to be constantly brought up at every school board meeting every single day. You need to stop all other proceedings until this principal can be called in, held to account, and then fired for looking like that. Why does he look like that? Where is his chin? The man should have a chin if he's a human being. Where is it? Goatee's not fooling me, son. Where is the chin? You can tell a lot. The whole don't read a book by its cover thing, I mean, that's a lie. That's basically a lie. But this is how crazy it gets. All over the country, you have this. You have literal leftist agitation being done by children, by little children, with their teachers, their caretakers during school, their educators standing by and encouraging them to, like, attack people. You saw that woman literally hit by a kid as he, like, stumbles into the street, and then the teacher's behind him, like, covering his face so he doesn't get filmed. So you have thousands of these. Meanwhile, you have leftists calling child protective services on parents, conservative parents, because their kids want to participate in a TPUSA club. And they're so, like, delusional. They actually think they're on the right side of history. This wasn't just discovered, you know, by right-wing investigators. They brag about this. This woman is bragging about attempting to have children taken away from their parents legally because they want to join a TPUSA club in school. So let's go to clip one here. Liberal woman in Maryland, her name is Nancy Krause. She's facing mass calls to be charged after she weaponizes CPS against children having a TPUSA club. Let's watch.
A report was made to Child Protective Services. All of this was provided in December of 2025. Turning Point USA hosted an event marketed to high school students with food and beverages advertised as an incentive for attendance. While community building opportunities for students are important, this event raises serious concerns related to student safety, parental rights, and governance oversight. Event materials indicated that adults, including parents and legal guardians, were not permitted to attend and that supervision would be provided by unnamed volunteers. Excluding parents and guardians from a student-focused event creates a lack of transparency and undermines established best practices for youth safety. School-affiliated or school-adjacent activities should adhere to clear supervision standards, background check requirements, and defined accountability structures. I am also concerned about a potential conflict of interest involving Board of Education members serving as guest speakers at this event. Board members are entrusted with fiduciary and ethical responsibilities and participation in events targeting students, particularly when parental access is restricted, warrants careful review to ensure compliance with district policies, ethics guidelines, and public trust obligations. Students are widely recognized as a vulnerable population. They are in critical developmental stages and especially susceptible to influence. For this reason, safeguarding measures, parental involvement, and transparency are essential. All Board of Education members in this room are mandated reporters under state law, as I am. Based on the circumstances surrounding this event, a report was made to Child Protective Services. All of this was provided along with...
Thank you for your comments.
She provided a report to CPS, Child Protective Services, to try to get, I don't know, parents imprisoned, get their kids taken away from them, cause trauma to parents because the students wanted to make a TPUSA club. And I just, you know, I'm sure I don't have to tell you, but it's like every video reveals further the depths of it's like beyond dishonesty. I don't even know what to call it at this point, but you saw it with the principal, right, where he's just pretending not to hear the lady. And she's yelling in his ear from a foot away, and he's just like, what? 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 And it's like, and it confuses the conservative. Because it's so childish. It's like such a bizarre, inhuman way to act. We don't even know how to, like, she keeps repeating herself as if the guy can't hear. He can hear you, lady. He can hear you. He's mocking you. He's like flaunting that you have no power over him. When you're like, are school resources being used for this? And he's just like, what? I can't hear you. He's not a human being, I think is what I'm saying. Same with this lady. The fact that they try to, it's like, I don't know. I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what to do about it. It's so deeply hateful and evil. It's like actually kind of scary that there's this little old lady who's like, I'm just worried. I'm just worried that they're using, treats and food to convince kids to come, and there's no parental supervision. This is really dangerous. It's like, just, I would genuinely rather they're just like the spiteful little monsters that they really are. This whole, like, because it's not believable. It's not, it's nothing. It's just like this play acting when everybody knows what they're really doing. When they're sitting there like, I'm really worried about these kids in this TPUSA club. You know, maybe this is abuse. Maybe this is a form of abuse. It's just like, you rotten bitch. Like, how dare you try to frame, you're obviously just hateful bigotry as some sort of positive because you care about the children. Like, does anybody else just get the, start seeing red? All you can see is red and you want to say things on the radio that you're not allowed to? Anybody ever get that feeling? No actions have been taken against this Krauss woman. We had her number up there for the sheriff in the area. Is it legal to call CPS on people because you don't like them? Is that something that you're just allowed to do? You're allowed to start, like, if you've ever known anybody that's been contacted by CPS, it's like the most terrifying thing ever. And it can happen for innocent reasons, right? Some kids, being an idiot and drops a brick on their own head, and the teacher at school is like, I think they're being beaten or something. Well, whatever it is, it can happen, and it's terrifying because if you don't handle it perfectly, you lose your children. They take your children away and legally prevent you from seeing them anymore. It's horrifying, and it would make any parent just go, whatever, do whatever you need to do, I'll do it. Whatever you need to, like, just clear me of these charges, whatever it needs to be. My kid's not having a TPUSA thing, fine. We'll not do the TPUSA thing if that's what you want. It is so, again, just inhuman to use these types of pressures on normal people that just want their kid to have the same ideas they grew up with. And like, we can't continue like this. Something's got to massively change. And the only thing that's going to change is when Americans stand up to this. That's got to be the change. These people are not going to change. They're only going to get worse. The only way out of this, the only possible change that can be made, is that we stop letting them get away with it. It needs to be us taking action. There's nothing short of that that's going to fix anything.
People can use this as a teaching moment. That, there's a lot of, I see a lot of these people out there who think they can imitate Alex Jones, and they have never understood the amount of work that goes into the detailed reports that you do. But the second part is, okay, if you're out there and you want to be Alex Jones or replicate Alex Jones, Alex teaches you the way to do it, just pay attention. One is learn history. Understand history. Understand what templates to look for. Once you understand that, you understand what the play is going to look like. And then you're just looking for who to cast in what roles, because you understand the broader course of history, how these things tend to operate, how assassinations tend to occur, how cover-ups tend to happen, how false flags occur, how staged events occur, how also could the various forms of COINTELPRO type psyops to infiltrate dissident movements to distract them from the real conspiracy into fake conspiracy in order to feed a fake conspiracies into people who otherwise would be investigating the real conspiracy. Also to act as a discrediting agent. So learn the methodologies, learn how to look at how to review sources, how to understand the psychology of the participants involved. Once you understand that, you can be much more accurate and predictive at what took place with more explanatory power and more predictive capacity. And that's what Alex does, is massive amounts of work that starts with understanding history.
Welcome to the Great Reset. Eat the bugs. You will own nothing, and you will be happy. Take the vaccine. Trust the science. Get your booster. Every crisis is an opportunity, and the world will be reshaped in our vision. Down with the globalist. Get ultramethylene red at thealexjonesstore.com.
If you are receiving this transmission, you are the resistance.